Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles. I didn't put out an episode last week because I didn't feel like it. And it's not my job. I do what I want.
Yeah, I do what I want.
And I thought about doing it and I just didn't. There's just not enough going on right now. I know everybody's in the best shape of their life and everything is great and hope springs eternal and everybody's going to win the Super Bowl. And there's just rumors and I don't even like talking about football right now. Maybe I should not have started a fantasy football podcast. What a dork. But in the next couple weeks, things are going to start picking up. I think training camp starts the end of July, and things will be getting more exciting. CeeDee Lamb, he's said he could hold out, but given all the wide receiver ones that are having their deals done, I don't see him going into the season without a contract or holding out. But Dallas does like drag their feet on paying people for some reason. Then they end up paying them way too much. Who knows? I'm not the multi-billionaire owner of the Cowboys, so who am I to cast aspersions upon his decisions? What else is going on? It's been a cold summer up here. We've had like, I think maybe 6 days in the 80s total. It's chilly. I got a pool heater, and as long as the pool water is above 70 degrees, the kids are in it, but usually the wind's blowing and howling, and it's like, I've been out there almost every time too, but Grace, if the water's not above 80, she's not going in, and as long as the wind's not blowing, it's all right, but ugh. And then 4th of July is coming up this week, and my in-laws are flying into town, and so they have 4 kids. And I am their least favorite son or daughter-in-law. And I'm not sure why. Probably because I'm a little bit of a smart butt. Because I don't like to swear on the podcast. Yeah, I don't. They've never really liked me. Grace and I have been married. Oh my goodness, today is our 13-year anniversary. Which I just remembered yesterday and then I re-remembered just now. But I did tell her this morning, happy anniversary. And I kissed her and headed off to work. So, it's just, I don't know, I should be getting all hyped up for this weekend, but it's supposed to be stormy and rainy, and I think the highs are in the 60s for the 4th of July, and the mosquitoes have finally appeared, and I'm allergic to mosquitoes, and so is my son, and it's, I don't know, 4th of July, I kind of look at it as kind of like the summer is already over, and I know it's not true. I mean, we've only been off for a month. But, I mean, Grace basically goes back to school the first part of August, and she's been there all summer painting and organizing. And I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling nostalgic for my youth where summer seemed to last forever. But I do remember working my butt off in the summer, too. Because you always see on TV oh, it's summer vacation, I get to sleep in. I got up earlier because we had to go cut hay and we had to move cows. And yeah, it was the summer, we worked harder than during the school year. This is crazy, huh? But, and then I think I feel my kids are still single digit age, but I feel like they're missing out because their work for the summer is you have to clean your room and you have to vacuum, unload the dishwasher, and I just hope that they're good kids, they're good people, but I just hope we're not screwing them up for the future. Well, that's just me, not even waxing poetic, that's just me being terrified as a father that I'm setting my kids up for failure. And like 20 years, they're going to come back to me. It's like, you ruined my life. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I did the best I could. So, oh my God, I'm just rambling on way too much. Let me find a joke. A man walks into a bar and says, ouch. And that's Fantasy Quick Hits with Miles and his endless rambles. Thank you.